Welcome back to Justice and Drew. I am Drew. That's John Justice.
What's in the bag this morning, man?
I got a lot of stuff in the bag. We are not going to get...
Hello.
Good morning, Sam. We are not going to get through today's news bag, but let's get right into it.
What? You do that? Why do you do that?
I overfill it, man.
Just commit. You know, you put it in the bag. We're going to get through the bag. Just move through.
If we're going to get through all the news bag, we need a longer show.
Power through. I've been saying that since we started.
Segment maybe three.
I know. Maybe four.
Republican Donald Trump will remain an option for Minnesota voters.
You mean the lawsuit didn't go through?
Not a majority of them.
No?
But you know, the ones that are inclined to vote for Donald Trump will have that opportunity come November, according to the state Supreme Court yesterday. Wholly dismissing the Minnesota DFL petition to remove Trump from the ballot. The court said that the time is too tight to strike the Republican.
I mean, I feel so bad.
Strike him.
Strike him.
And still conduct an orderly election.
You say it like they're going to banish him to Mordor. Well, you know, Jeff, we had Jeff O'Brien on the show yesterday. If you missed that, it's in the final hour of Monday's show. It's available as a podcast at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. But Amy, look, we actually asked him at one point, like, what would happen if they did, and he wouldn't even entertain the idea of the judge validating the lawsuit or striking him from the ballot. He's like, look, it's not going to happen. And it didn't.
Yeah, the court's decision was quick. The DFL only filed its petition 5 days ago. The court appeared to give particular weight to information from the Minnesota Secretary of State. At least 1 million general election ballots have already been printed, and the absentee voting period begins in just 10 days.
Well, I think the real question now is, who do Minnesotans get to vote for on the ballot, since Hillary Clinton certainly won't be on there after dealing with chronic dehydration? She'll be too parched to vote for. So who are they going to end up voting for on the actual ballot?
So it was a frivolous lawsuit. It was a waste of time. It was a waste of resources. It was a waste of effort. I'm still not sure what Ken Martin was hoping to accomplish here. I think he's smart enough to know that this wouldn't really amount to much of anything.
Right.
But I'm sure he had some game plan. We're expecting to get a call later this morning from Keith Downey, probably in the 7 o'clock hour. He reached out to me, said there's some misinformation that's been floating around out there. I wanted an opportunity to come on and sort of clarify a few things. So I told him to call in anytime after the 7 o'clock hour.
After the judge made his decision yesterday, I went on Twitter just to get a look at the response from DFL supporters. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because the majority of the responses I read were simply, well, you know, it didn't really have a chance, but you got to give them, you know, you got to give them credit for trying. It seemed as if there was this very sort of passive response to what the judge ruled. And again, going back to why did they push forward with the lawsuit anyways, I can't help but wonder if it was pushed on high, if it was pushed from a higher place within the party, and, you know, just a couple of different reasons apart. I mean, along with taking away the ability for the GOP to focus on candidates and perhaps trying to drum up some enthusiasm for a candidate in Hillary Clinton, who people are just unenthusiastic for. So, but most of the response was pretty passive yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I wonder if it was just sort of to push a narrative out there, especially like in greater Minnesota up in CD8, the areas where Trump is doing well, polling well, and expected to help the down ballot races, that it can give sort of the Rick Nolans of the world the opportunity to say, look, this guy shouldn't even be on the ballot.
Right.
They cheated to get him on the ballot.
Yeah, it still seems strange.
Jeffrey O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, had on the show yesterday. You've had a chance to look at this decision, I take it?
I have.
What did you make of it? What's your takeaway on it?
Well, it was the right decision, but really the Supreme Court punted.
Right.
The most of the decision talks about a term called laches. It was referenced in the Republican Party's response petition to the court. And what laches is a defense saying, that the party unreasonably delayed in bringing their claim. And so what the Supreme Court said is, the DFL knew this back in, you know, several weeks ago, and only now, as the, you know, the Secretary of State is getting ready to print up ballots, it brings this up, it brings us in front of the court and asks for relief, and they essentially said, you waited too long, we're not even going to hear it. They didn't even address the merits of whether or not the statute was not complied with, and if there was, like you said yesterday, there was no, they didn't discuss any possible remedies. They just said, you waited too long, goodbye.
So that still gives the DFL and Ken Martin sort of the opportunity to go out there and say, look, we had the case won on the merits. It's just a matter of timing. But it also, it gives both sides really the opportunity to kind of spin the decision how they want, since the Supreme Court didn't really rule on the merits.
You know, this is what courts sometimes do when you're dealing with issues of election law or anything, you know, seriously controversial. And this is, you know, sometimes the courts don't want to be used for political purposes, so they find some reason to not take a position, but still take a position. So here, like I said, they essentially kicked the can down the road, that we're not even going to address the merits of the underlying petition. You waited too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. You know, if they don't want to be perceived at all, if they indeed don't want to be perceived at all of taking a side, then just go for the easy out, if you will, of just saying, well, there's not enough time to even move forward with it. So we're as you said, Jeff, we're just going to kick the can down the road or punt.
That's exactly right, John. I mean, essentially, they didn't want to establish any sort of precedential value from this case. So they simply just said it was, you know, we're going to go with the latches argument.
Yeah.
What a waste of time. What a colossal waste of time.
It baffles me why, again, like I said yesterday, it baffles me why Ken Martin even brought this, especially since a month ago he was saying they weren't going to do this. So I don't know where this came from, what the thinking was, but at the end of the day, it just ended up being a waste of time, a waste of resources, and you know, being an attorney, I know that court resources are limited. I hear the judges all the time, Chief Justice Gilday always asking, you know, talking about how strapped the courts are. And this was just a useless exercise. And, you know, I don't know why they did it.
Well, they got some headlines for a few days, making it appear as if the Republican Party had engaged in some shenanigans to get them on the ballot. Maybe that was all they were looking for. Maybe that's good enough for them.
Maybe, but I think their presidential candidate sort of stepped on their news stories.
No, fell. Fell.
Fell.
No,
collapsed. She collapsed. She's very thirsty. Parched.
Thanks for chiming in, Jeff. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Take care.